Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for your time today and for joining me on the Word Podcast. You may hear all sorts of strange, extraneous sounds in the background. They are literally replacing the windows in the building that I'm in right now. So we've been hearing glass shattering right now, some sawzall cutting in through some steel and some mess. You hear that? You can hear it in the background. There's all sorts of stuff happening. But I thought we'd go ahead and shoot a little episode right here and just sort of have fun with it, right? So we're in the book of Hebrews. We're in the second chapter. And what's going on in the first and second chapter is the author of Hebrews is driving home this point that Jesus is better, particularly that Jesus is better than the angels. Now, these folks that were believers right here had come out of Judaism where angels were highly exalted. Okay, highly exalted. Maybe even a little more highly exalted than what the scripture reveals. You know, angels are messengers of God. They're servants of God. And they're ministering spirits to those of us who are believers. But they're not to be worshipped, per se. Boy, that's a big rumble there, isn't it? And there's actually two or three places in the scripture where people encounter an angel and they fall down before it. And the angel says, no, don't worship me. Don't worship me. Worship God. In Revelation, it says that, worship God, not me as the angel. But he's wanting them to see what Jesus had done. And we learn a great deal about the relationship between Jesus and his creation, what he has done for his creation. We learn a great deal about God's creation of human beings, of divine beings, of a congregation, of angels, of Elohim, of some things like that, okay? So now we're in verse 9 of Hebrews chapter 2. It says this, but we do see him who was made for a little while lower than the angels, namely Jesus. Okay, we see Jesus. So he's naming Jesus as being one made a little lower than angels. Now, earlier he was quoting a psalm, and he says, what is man that you think of him, that you made him a little lower than the angels? Mankind is made that way. And that's what he's doing. He's tying in the fact that Jesus took on the form of flesh. He took on the form of mankind. And Jesus himself, God the Creator Jesus, was for a little while lower than the angels. And he continues, because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. So he's describing here what Jesus did for us. He took on a body and he suffered to the point of death. He was crowned with glory and honor. Why is that? It's by the grace of God, folks. He tasted death for everyone. Then, verse 10, it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, and bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings. Now, again, as I said in the last episode, we sort of get lost here in a sea of pronouns. I mean, a bunch of pronouns, right? What he's talking about is how the Father, that was fitting for him to bring many sons to glory. Many sons to glory. He's talking about those who would be believers, talking about us being brought to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings. Jesus was perfected through sufferings. Now, a lot of times people have a hard time with that, and they say, what does that mean? Does it mean that Jesus was imperfect to begin with, that there was something wrong with him? No, that's not what it means at all. That perfect means to bring to completion. Okay, to bring to completion. The author of their salvation. Jesus is the author of our salvation. We're going to see later on in the 12th chapter where he is the originator and the perfecter, the author and the completer of our salvation. And he did this by suffering, okay, physical suffering by the death that he went through. Verse 11, for both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all from one Father, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will sing your praise. So he's saying in the midst of the assembly, the ecclesia. Ecclesia is often used for the church, okay, in the midst of the church. There may be a little more to it here than that because he's talking about Jesus And those who believe Jesus, he who sanctifies, those who are sanctified, that's the church. He calls us all, not ashamed to call us his brethren. And he's going to proclaim our name to my brethren in the midst of the congregation. So he's proclaiming the name of the brethren to some other group. I'm thinking this is the other Elohim, the ones that are still loyal to the Most High God. Then the last verse for today. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children whom God has given me. So he showed us what Jesus did for us on our behalf. And when we repent and confess and believe on the salvation, that we are literally children of the Most High God. We're children of the Father, of the Son, of the Spirit. We are their children. We have put our trust in him. We are his, and we have been given by the Father to the Son. And the Son's going to proclaim us as his in the midst of the congregation. This is some wild stuff, isn't it? I mean, it really gives us insight into sort of what's going on within the earthly realm and within the heavenly realm, and even things that are yet to come. Now, let me just give you the first word of the next verse, and we'll look at that later. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 starts off with, therefore. Yeah, therefore. So in light of all this, in light of this, we need to know something. We'll look at that the next time, okay? Again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for our noisy time together. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.